Scoop. True stories that have made headlines.
...1911. South Africans capture elusive feather.
You wanted a seat, sir?
Why, yes, Sergeant. Sit down. There's a chair for you on this side, Smith.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I have something to show you. What do you think of this?
An Evans-type feather. Take a look at it, F.C.
Perfect specimen. Where did you get it, sir?
It arrived some time ago in a parcel of feathers from Tripoli.
Tripoli? Are you sure, sir?
Absolutely certain. We've been searching for one for months.
Oh, been one or two before.
Yes, but we've not been able to find out where they originated from.
Congratulations, sir. This is splendid news. It's a distinctive feather. Quite different from those of our own indigenous ostriches.
Distinctive and elusive. Very elusive. Ever since those odd ones filtered through, we've been on the lookout for more. Every consignment of feathers entering South Africa has been examined, and now...
The search is ended.
On the contrary, Thornton, it's only just begun.
But you said it came from Tripoli, sir.
In Tripoli, that's right. But it's not the feathers we want, Smith. We want the ostriches that bear them, and you are going to find them.
Me, sir?
You and Mr. Thornton. The government has decided to send a commission to Tripoli to investigate these birds, and you have been chosen.
But, sir...
It's an ideal choice. You're in charge of the Grootfontein Agricultural College, and Smith is your assistant. And you're aware of the importance of the ostrich feather industry to the national economy of our country.
We know that it's booming at the moment. Every fashionable woman in Europe wants a feather in her hat.
And our ostrich breeders are making small fortunes.
And not such small ones.
You also know that the Americans are threatening our prosperity.
Seriously, sir?
I'm afraid so. Their dealers are out to undersell us and swamp the world markets. Well, you can't blame them. Business is business. And, well, they want their share of the boom. Now it's up to us to meet their challenge, and as you know, there's only one way to do that.
Improve the quality of our feathers. Crossbreed our indigenous ostriches with superior birds.
And you're going to Tripoli to find those birds. I know this is a very difficult assignment, but, well, it's vitally important that the feather industry receives immediate support. It's bringing immense wealth to our country, and the flow must be maintained.
Very good, sir. What are the plans?
The port of Tripoli serves a large area, sir. Have you any idea which part this Evans-type feather came from?
Well, we've been in touch with the British consul in Tripoli. He made some confidential inquiries on our behalf, but without great success, I'm afraid. All he could discover is that it probably came from the southwest district of Sudan.
And if we find these birds...
When you find them, Smith.
When we find these birds, how do we transport them home?
You're accustomed to handling animals and birds.
Wild ostriches, they'll be very fierce.
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to make suitable arrangements.
Now, how are we to travel, sir?
By ship to Britain, then on to Tripoli. Now, I have a map here. Now, the central market for the whole of the southwestern Sudan is Kano. I suggest you start your search there.
Come with me. This way. See, too cheap, very cheap. Look cheap across.
Oh, I can't take much more of this noise.
Oh, never lets up. That's the trouble. And the heat.
Oh, come on. Let's go back to camp.
Good idea. I wish we could go right back home. I've had enough of Kano. Months of it. Smoking heat, no luck at all.
You seek a feather. Who are you?
What did you say?
You seek a feather.
Yes.
Come, I'll show you.
But now, wait a minute. We've wasted enough time. We seek a particular feather. It is white and it belongs to the...
I know, white man. I have such a feather.
You have one? Where? Well, answer me, man. Where is this feather? And where did you get it from?
First, how much you pay?
We will pay well. Cash. Look.
Yeah. Now,
where is the feather?
The Americans say they pay anything I ask.
Americans?
What Americans?
They too seek the feather.
What? How do you know?
I have seen. They stop at Barrow, 70 miles back. I had many bears. They have much supplies. I have seen. It is strange that one little feather should be sought by so many men. Yes?
Sir, they're after it as well.
I thought they might be. After all, they have to keep up quality as well. Look, show us the feather and prove that you have it. Tell us where you got it from and we will give you much money. As much as the Americans promised.
That's all right, white man. I take you now to my house. Please follow. This way.
don't like this place. He could knife us. We'd never be found.
Yes, I don't trust him an inch. Said he'd be gone a moment. It'd been at least half an hour.
Think we should push off?
Oh, wait a minute, F. See, here he comes.
My apologies, white man.
Well, where's the feather? You said you'd bring it.
I have it here. There you are.
Ah, perfect white Evans type. Perfect. Just look at it.
It is what you are seeking.
Indeed, yes. Where did you get it?
It came in a parcel. There were other ostrich feathers.
Where did the parcel come from?
Well, it came from north of Timbuktu.
North of Timbuktu? Are you sure?
Yes, indeed. Positive.
But that's in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
True.
And deep in French territory.
It is also true. You cannot proceed without the permit. The legionaries will shoot you.
Where the devil do we apply for the permit?
Across the desert to Fort Zinda. It is many miles distant.
How do we get there?
You can travel by horseback.
Oh, will this never end?
If you wish, white man. If you pay me well, I take you to Fort Zinda. Yes? I know the quick way to get there.
Well, let's see. What do you say?
Oh, I'm all for getting there fast. Especially with the Americans tailing us.
I get you there quick, quick.
Right. Come on, let's start moving.
A good day, gentlemen. You wish to see me?
Yes. We want a permit to proceed north from Timbuktu.
I see. And the reason for your journey?
We are looking for a certain type of wild ostrich. Our government have asked us to procure as many as possible for breeding purposes.
So you plan to hunt wild ostriches?
To capture them. Well, may we have the permit?
It is strange, this sudden interest in our wild ostriches. I have been visited by an American who requests such a permit as well.
They've arrived here?
One American, to be precise. And I told him such a request could not be granted.
But why? I mean, what harm is there in taking a few of your wild birds?
It is not necessary for me to give my reasons.
You asked us our reason for wishing to travel north of Timbuktu.
My answer is no. I cannot give you a permit to enter our territory for such a purpose.
I see.
I'm sorry, monsieur, but we cannot allow the indiscriminate hunting of our birds. Your request for a permit is not granted.
Did you ever know of such bad luck? To come this far, hunt for months, and then this happens. No permit. I believe the other expedition is following us fast.
The Americans. I've been thinking about that. We must do something to throw them off the scent.
What can we do?
And they're playing a game of follow my leader. All right, then. I think we should buy up all manner of ostriches. Then let the talk get around. Then, while they're busy doing the same, we shall slip away.
Slip away?
Yes.
You mean still go ahead with our plans, even though we haven't got a permit? Enter the territory?
Yes. It seems the only thing for it.
If they find us, we'll be shot. They'll hunt us down.
They need never know.
But they must.
Not if we pretend to be Arabs. If we join a caravan.
I see.
I know it sounds a crazy plan, but providing we keep our wits about us, it should work. Do you agree, F.C.?
I agree. And we'd better make it work. If we don't want to finish up lying out there dead.
Master, I have been to the camp of the Americans.
Well?
They do as you did.
What do they do?
They buy up the ostriches. Many, many ostriches. They examine them. And then they let them go.
Well?
They know you have tricked them.
Then what did they do? After they had let the ostriches go?
They send scouts to look for you. They find you have vanished.
They don't suspect we have joined this Arab hunting party?
Well, they do not suspect.
Good.
But there is something else. The legionaries.
Go on. What about them?
They are suspicious.
How do you know?
The brother of my wife's uncle. They talk to him. They ask him if he has seen the other white men. Of course, he does not know anything, and he says so. Then they question everyone at the camp. They all say they do not know. And then the legionaries ride off to search other camps.
Good. As long as we keep ahead of them, we'll be all right. Do you think the leader of this caravan is to be trusted?
Well, yes. As much as any Arab can be trusted. It is the money that is important, Master. And you pay him plenty. So that is good. Then there is a...
What's that?
Tuareg Arabs. Desert guerrillas. Quickly, Master.
What do they want?
To rob and kill. We must defend ourselves and fight them off. Your rifle, Master.
That seems to have scattered the devils.
Yes, Master. Oh.
Look, they leave us. Oh, I thought we were finished.
No, we managed to hold our own.
And drive them off. We've killed, five of them.
So they'll have to be buried.
Buried? A Tuareg scavenger? Leave them, Master. Let the vultures do their work.
If the legionaries see these men, they'll come after us. They must be buried. There must be no sign at all of the fight.
Very well, Master.
No, I leave it to you. But remember, they must be properly buried.
Yes, Master. Oh, but it was a wonderful fight. I kill one. Hey, this is a very good rifle. I would like another fight.
Now listen to me. We haven't come here to fight and make trouble. We've got a job to do. And I want it done as quickly and as quietly as possible. And there's another thing. When do we get to the territory where these ostriches are to be found? You keep saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. I can't keep paying out money and getting no results.
Master, who can tell when we will see them? Could be any time, any place. And then, Master, you mustn't forget that it's also...
Mr. Thornton! Quickly, take a look to the west there. Here, use these binoculars.
Right.
Go on. Well, do you see them? Etched against the skyline.
Yeah.
Quickly, ma'am. You see?
Ostriches?
Can you see the feathers? Can you?
Evans type.
Exactly. After months of hardship, we've found the birds we've been looking for. Our task is over.
I have a feeling, FC, that our real task is only just beginning.
This is very strange.
What do you mean, strange?
The white men hunt ostriches.
What the white men do is their business.
I ask, that is all.
It is not the business of a thieving Arab.
They plan to trap the birds?
I have told you it is not your business. You are paid well. All right, then. Take the money and keep quiet.
I ask. That is all I ask. So they hunt the ostrich. That is very interesting.
Well, what do you want?
It is said that you will pay well for information about the white men who hunt the ostriches. That is correct?
You have seen them?
Perhaps, if the money is good.
Well, where are they? Well...
My mind is confused. I am not sure.
Yeah. Perhaps this money will ease the confusion.
It is still confused.
I will not pay you a franc more. Now, where are they?
I cannot remember.
Are they here? Well, no more money, and by heaven, if you do not tell me...
I'll take you.
Good. Come on, then. Let us get moving. These men must be stopped.
Don't hurt those birds! Don't hurt them!
They're the very devil to handle. Everybody really knows how they're going to move them.
We'll never get bearers to carry them, even in cages. The only way we can manage is to build a type of four-sided cage with neither top nor bottom.
You mean get the birds inside?
That's right. Say, four at a time. And then we can get the Arabs to pick up the cage by a corner pole and walk with it. And that means the birds will have to walk as well.
You've got something, huh?
We can build the cages light but strong. Maybe a type of palm would be the best thing. But we've got to get a move on, FC. Luck's been with us so far, but it won't last forever.
All right. We've got to get out of this French territory as quickly as possible. I'll get onto those cages.
Master, I wish to speak.
Yes, what is it?
I'm not happy, Master. There are many spies with us.
Spies?
They go to the soldiers. The French soldiers. Many of them. They tell about you.
Are you sure?
Sure, sure, Master. Much money is paid and they are happy. You will never get those birds out of this territory. That, too, I am sure about.
I see.
Master, why don't you send spies to see what the French soldiers are doing?
Send spies? But, great heaven, all we're doing is catching a few wild ostriches. These same birds are killed by hunters daily. Yet we're not permitted to capture a few.
A few, Master?
Oh, it doesn't matter how many. The whole thing is ridiculous. This isn't warfare. Why the devil should I worry about spies? Why should we act as though we're criminals?
If the soldiers find you, Master, you will be killed. I will go, Master. Let me go.
Yes.
You can trust me.
I'm beginning to wonder just who I can trust. But I suppose you're better than most. Very well, you can go. But I don't want you to spy.
But, Master,
Listen to what I have to say. I don't want you to spy. What I want you to do is to drop a few words into the right ears. I want you to say that we will be crossing the frontier at a point 200 miles north of Timbuktu. 200 miles north.
You wish it known where you will cross?
Tell them that, and we will cross at a point as far from that as possible.
Ah, that is clever, Master. Very, very clever. They will be waiting, but we won't be there.
Exactly. But a lot depends on how you handle things. Yes, even our lives depend on it.
I'm glad it will soon be over. Yes, indeed, I am glad. Playing nestmate to an ostrich is not the work for a warrior.
Soon over. They are leaving, the white men?
At first moon, they cross the frontier with the birds.
I see.
200 miles north of Timbuktu. Which means more work for us.
200 miles north. When will they be there?
Oh, I've told you. The first moon. It's been a long, long time.
You're sure of this?
But of course. I've heard the white men talking. I know.
I see. Well, I have much to do. I will go now.
Just a minute. Where are you going?
To the camp of my father. Allah be with you, my friend.
Allah be with you.
I have news. More news, soldier.
Well?
I have found out where those white men will take the hostages across the border.
Excellent. Most excellent. Well?
First, the confusion in my head must be clear.
Same old story. Confusion. Yeah. Now, come on.
They will cross 200 miles north of Timbuktu.
200 miles north? Oui. I can believe that. It's the right spot. A good distance from Fort Cinder. Oh. When?
The first moon.
Good. Good. You've done most excellent work. I am pleased. Here is something more for you.
Ah, thank you, master.
How many birds have I caught?
Many, many. Hundreds, maybe. More, perhaps.
100? Oh, must be mad expecting to cross the border with that number. Anyway, they will have a surprise waiting for them. Oui, a most unpleasant surprise.
Any sign of the legionaries, FZ?
Everything seems very quiet.
Good. A couple of more miles and we'll be well over the border. Come on. Come on with those birds. Move quickly now.
Our spy seems to have done his work well.
Yes, but you can't be certain he hasn't double-crossed us. Only we could move faster.
There's no sign of a living soul. We'll be all right.
I never want another experience like this, not as long as I live.
I hope Barker has managed to charter a steamer at Lagos.
Well, let's worry about that when we get there. First, we've got to get out of this territory and across the desert.
Now, come on! Come on, you lazy good-for-nothing! Keep those birds moving!
Wait a minute. Hold it.
What's the matter?
Someone coming over that sand dune.
Here, give me the binoculars. A racing camel. Quickly with those birds!
Now, come on! Come on! Nobody's going to stop me now!
It isn't the legionaries, that's for sure. There's only one man.
Bring the rest of those birds up here! Oh, come on! We haven't time to waste!
He stopped the camel. He's watching us. You! You over there on the camel! What do you want? Look at him just sitting there. Come over here! All right, then, if that's the way you want it. If you don't obey orders, I'll shoot!
Right. Blast it! Missed!
That scared him, though. He's off.
Look at the way that camel's going. I wonder what he wanted.
Master! Master, that is the spy of the legionaries.
You mean they're coming?
He has found out that we tricked him. The soldiers are waiting a few hundred miles away, but he has seen us. He will tell them.
100 miles? Well, it gives us time. We'll get those birds over.
Master, you will have to work very quickly. The legionaries will shoot to kill. Their racing camels come quick. You saw that one.
We have 24 hours, and that's what we need.
There's something else, Master.
Oh, what's that?
A storm is coming up. Already you can feel the wind. Soon you will be able to go no further.
Storm or not, I'm keeping going.
In this wind? You hear that? You won't get the men to move.
Yeah, they will have to.
Come on! Come on! The faster we move, the sooner it'll be over.
The rising sand is limiting visibility.
Which could be a blessing. They won't be able to spot us so easily.
We must stop, Master. The wind and the sand are too much for us.
Now you keep on, all of you. Keep on until we have crossed the frontier.
The birds will not move, you see.
They must be made to move. We can't stop. We can't. The legionaries will kill us.
But we cannot move. Wait until the storm is over.
Now what are we going to do?
They're not going to budge. You can see that.
You speak the truth, Master.
How long will the storm take to blow itself out?
One day, maybe two.
What?
We can't sit around for that long.
Master, I tell you, you cannot move them. These men know the desert. They know you cannot fight this sand. You must pitch tents and wait until it is over.
No. Tell them I will pay them double.
Pay double?
That's right. I will pay them double. But we must cross the frontier soon. We can't sit around.
Well, perhaps that is different. You tell them, Master. You tell them about the double pay.
All right.
Men, listen to me. I will give you double pay if you move these ostriches now. If you ignore the storm. Double pay.
Well, what is it to be?
Wait, talk one moment.
Do you think they'll agree?
Money can defy a storm when nothing else will.
Well, what is your answer?
We will move the boat.
Oh, thank heaven. Come on, then. Let's get this over just as soon as we can.
So, you got those ostriches safely over the border and out of French territory. It's a fantastic story.
Well, that's not the end of it, sir. We had to walk them over 100 miles back to our headquarters in Cana.
And then down to Lagos, where the steamer was waiting.
Through rocky desert country, down rivers, over trackless wastes, and all in the most terrible heat. Did you know that Mr. Thornton went down with malaria, sir?
No, you didn't mention that, Thornton.
Let's leave the whole story until later, sir. What about making arrangements now for getting the boat to Grootfontein?
Yes, yes, of course. And I must say, you deserved every cheer you received from the crowd waiting at the docks. I think the whole of Cape Town must have been there.
Quite a sight, seeing 150 ostriches being unloaded from the ship. People are more used to seeing them running wild in the Karoo.
Don't suppose they'll ever know how much it cost in money and human effort to get them here. Do you know what you said when you sent us to Tripoli, Mr. Jackson? You said it was a tough assignment. You might have added it would be dangerous also, and exhausting.
But rewarding, Smith. Very, very rewarding.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.